Well, good morning, and this is the Talk of the Town. Our guest, of course, is General Shavendra Silva, the person in charge of Sri Lanka's army and also in charge of the prevention of the spread of COVID-19. Very good morning to you, General.
Good morning, Faraz.
General, what's happening? What is the current status? There are so many lockdowns and the rates have gone up. What's going on in your view?
Yeah, it's because actually, as you know, that yesterday, the first time in the history of Sri Lanka that we have observed that the COVID positive cases went beyond 1,100. We had 1,111 yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
So, of course, it is a spread around the country, but the numbers are going up because last week, whoever who were quarantined was tested yesterday, day before, and we are doing that these
right.
days. So from one family, you get few numbers are coming into positive cases.
Mm-hmm.
So that is the reason that we get higher number. But however, the spread is around the country. And this morning also, we isolated few Grama Sevaka divisions in the country,
right.
especially in Monragala, Vellavaya, Matale, and Ampara Uhuana.
Mm-hmm.
So he requested that those people who are living in those isolated areas, there was a tendency that people used to come out of those isolated areas, which is not supposed to do.
Right.
And we kindly urge the people of Sri Lanka not to come out of this isolated area or to go to isolated area.
Mm-hmm.
It is not to be done.
Right.
Whatever the circumstances may be, but they are not supposed to come, because why they have been isolated is because there's a threat in that particular village or that Grama Sevaka division.
Mm-hmm.
So people have to understand this situation, and then only if they do that, we can provide the spread. And also we find that some people tend to come out of that village and try to go to a nearest village or some friends or relatives' house.
Right.
Which they should not do.
Right.
So we have informed the police. Police is doing their best to prevent people coming out, but we can't. People should not wait until the police comes out and do things.
Right.
People should think that it's their responsibility, being a citizen of the country, not to act on such a way and to cooperate with the instructions given by the medical, and to ensure that you ensure that you are not going to get positive on COVID and you are not going to be a spreader in COVID. Mm.
So you need the public to be far more responsible.
Definitely the public. It is, you can bring any strategy to prevent the COVID spread.
Yeah.
His Excellency the President, the Prime Minister, or the COVID task force can bring any strategy.
Yeah.
But at the end of the day, it is the people who will have to act or react onto these things. So it was the behavior that we saw during the Single and Tamil New Year that we have got a spread like this, and I believe that if the people behave more responsibly, I'm sure that we'll be able to prevent the spread anymore. But
right.
we can expect the spread going in time to come, coming days, a little more than what we are experiencing these days.
Mm-hmm.
But we hope for the best, and we request the people of this nation to be more responsible and to prevent the spread of the COVID-19.
And General Shavendra, what about the second dose of vaccines? How are we doing on that?
The second dose of vaccine will commence from today, especially to the health sector and the armed forces.
Yes.
Who got the COVID vaccine initially. So we will commence the COVID vaccine second stage with effect today, and we will going forward, and those who have got that will be given the vaccine from today onwards, and the rest of the people, it says that the best is to get within 14 weeks from the first vaccine.
Right.
So we'll proceed on that.
Excellent news. Good luck with all your efforts, and thank you for all your efforts, General Shavendra Silva.
Thank you.
And it's back to the studio. We'll be right back.